This is HPR episode 2182 entitled, Why Say GNU/Linux? It is hosted by Spaceman and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is dedicated to all the people that says Linux instead of GNU/Linux.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey, what's up, hackers of this world? Today we're going to have a hot topic, and the topic is hotter than your mom for sure. So GNU/Linux, free software, open source, FOSS, FLOSS, GTK plus GNU plus systemd. So what fucking terminology should I use, right? And if you dare to say GNU, then people is going to just roll their eyes backwards saying, oh man, just say Linux because it's more fucking convenient. So this is basically my message to all the fuckbags out there who just can't even have enough calories just to think this through and just say GNU, the GNU operating system, or GNU Linux, or whatever the fuck. So I'd like to address this one first. You know the kind of people who are like, oh yeah, you know, I've studied University of Bullshit, and I have a PhD, and what the fuck, and I am a programmer, I have a certification level retard. And I use the Linux operating system. Yeah, you fuck with. Like, you've studied how many years in computers, and you don't even know the fucking name of the operating system you're using. You are a complete fuckbag. And you're misleading people, and you're a fucking retard. I don't know how you don't get the point that a kernel is just a component of an operating system. It's not the operating system. Now, here's what's important. When you're saying GNU, you're referring to something that stands for something bigger than what Linux stands for. It's not just about fucking seeing the code and be able to change it. It's about society and how to live in a better world. We need more ethical people in our society. Like ethics, like nobody fucking gives a shit about ethics. People just throw junk everywhere. They fucking throw their cans and paper and plastic bags everywhere. And people fuck each other's over with fucking licenses, with software and all that, and people just want to control things just to personal gain. But then when you're actually fucking saying GNU, you're referring to a system that it's the same as nature. Nature is a giant circle, and everyone who's born in it can just join in and just live with the earth and then produce things and just put something, give something back. But then with proprietary software, but with Linux, I'm not saying Linux is proprietary, but I'm just saying that with Linux, it's just for convenience, and ethics is just disregarded. Isn't it better to just have this fucking approach where nobody's in control, everyone can give, everyone can modify, everyone wins, rather than, oh yeah, we're doing it for fun, and it's just practicalities, and then I order you to give me back your changes if you're using my software. This is just bullshit. Like, we have this fucking tendencies as humans to just want to control things. Just, I'm in control. Do what I want. I'm fucking control. Just fuck you. Now, there goes the free software and open source. I've just talked about it. Fucking open source, it means that you see the code. And a lot of shit can go wrong there. Imagine if you could see the code, but you can redistribute your modifications. You're missing freedom. Or imagine that you can see the code, but then the programmer is actually using a license where everything that you're doing with his code, you have to give him the changes, otherwise he can sue your ass. And then, yeah, you just, and like the person is actually using open source, like he's freeing the code to make people work for him for free, but he doesn't really give a shit about the ideology of science. So lots of shit can go wrong there. If you have any four essential freedom missing, it's not free software. So you see, free software is where everybody wins. And the minute it's not free software, there's some fucking monkey out there who's trying to control shit for personal gain or whatever. Now, for those idiots who's using FOSS and FLOSS, this is what happens with FOSS, okay? Free and open source software. Free and open source. Do you know how ignorant people read this fucking shit? Free, they say gratis in their head. And open source means they can see the code and they can fucking modify it. You don't call upon ethics. You're not educating anyone. You're just keeping everyone in the fucking dark, ignorant as fuck. And then, yeah, I'm going to use Windows, but then I'm going to run some FOSS software. It's just pointless, man. And then FLOSS, free Libre open source software. It sounds better, but it isn't. You're being an apolitical fuckwit. You have to fucking take a stand. You have to say, this is fucking wrong, and I'm going to go for what's great and good and the best, and everybody has to win. So being a free software advocate isn't difficult. It's just, hey, you're just using fucking words. You're just saying, I'm using the GNU plus Linux operating system, and I'm running free software. And all you have to do is to take a minute or a 30-second more during a conversation to just say, well, here's the difference between open source and free software, and you should say free software. That's all you have to say. You have to deal with people who's rolling their eyes backwards. Ooh, this is too much. I don't want to do that. Oh, it takes too much energy. Too much energy to just fucking do that. Imagine fucking Stallman. Imagine Stallman back in the day. He had to fucking write free software. Like, it was fuck all, man. It was fuck all of free software. And he has to start everything from the ground up. He had much more fucking excuses not to do it, but he still did it. And today, we have free software on a silver platter given to us. And all we do is, I just don't want to use the word GNU, man. It's just hard. What a bunch of fucking retards. Don't you want things to change? Don't you want to create a better world than just, I don't know. And meanwhile, we have like people who's under the control of Apple and Windows, who's running proprietary bullshit, paying preposterous amount of money just to have a word processing software. It's ridiculous. So yeah, this is just a small podcast to say, just say GNU Linux, just say free software, correct people, and this is all you have to do to be a free software advocate. You just have to say, no, this is false, this is not Linux. You don't understand, you don't know what you're saying, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I know some people is going to say, well, you know, there are 100% Linux operating systems out there. I don't give a shit about that. Even if that would be the case, you would still have to say GNU, because GNU calls upon ethics. It calls upon learning how to live in a good society, which Linux doesn't promote. You know, I'm sorry, you fat fucking programmers out there just eating McDonald's and shit with your fedoras on your head, but there's, like, life is bigger than fucking software. So you can find me, you can give me some fucking insults on loadaverage.org/spaceman1. Happy hacking, cunts.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.